Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Marvin Gaye. I call him my brother.
Yeah, I think this is more in touch with a different lineage of black musical practice where you use these extended chords to really tug on a listener's emotional heartstrings.
Hire a coach and they will just email you a program and then you don't have to think about it. Tuesday is sprints, Wednesday is special, Thursday is yoga, bada boom, bada bang. I don't have to think about that.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. First up this week is a podcast that comes to us from BBC. It's called Inheritance Tracks, and it's a podcast about some of the greatest songs in the history of recorded sound. Each week on Inheritance Tracks, an artist, a musician, or other special guest joins the show to chat about a few tracks they want to make sure get passed on to future generations. Inheritance Tracks is a relaxing and informative experience, giving insight into not only some great songs, but also the lives of some of the world's most talented musicians. You'll find favorite new songs that you never knew about and new musicians to check out, too. And the episodes are very snackable, less than 10 minutes long, perfect for a short commute or a peaceful little break during the day. Here's a sample from an episode of Inheritance Tracks featuring Mavis Staples, an R&B and gospel singer, as well as a civil rights activist. Mavis joins the show to talk about one of the first songs she ever learned from her father and a Marvin Gaye song that she holds close to her heart. In this snippet, Mavis discusses the impact of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On and the kind of person he was.
I would pass on What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. That song needs to last forever.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry.
What's Happening, that song, when it was really a riot in Chicago, it was burning in Watts, California. Here comes this song. It calmed everybody down.
To bring some loving here today.
Yeah. I knew Marvin Gaye very well, and he was a very spiritual person. You know, he was always fun. He was always wanted to crack a joke, make you laugh. He was joyous, and he always had the best hug in the world. Marvin Gaye. I call him my brother.
You know we've got to find a way.
A trial sample from the podcast Inheritance Tracks from the BBC Radio. Find out more about the songs that the world's best musicians want to give to future generations with Inheritance Tracks on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our new addition to the Podcast Central collection this week will round out your music podcast repertoire. It's called Switched on Pop, and unlike Inheritance Tracks, it's a show about pop music. Songwriter Charlie Harding has teamed up with music professor Nate Sloan to find out just what makes pop so popular. The two college friends delve into music theory, going into depth into today's chart toppers to figure out how pop music is made and where it has its place in our culture. Their goal is to help listeners find aha moments in music. Switched on Pop is fun, loose, and downright educational. You'll learn more about the songwriting methods of Justin Bieber, One Direction, and Taylor Swift than you ever thought possible. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Switched on Pop called 90s Nostalgia in Bruno Mars and Charlie Puth. Nate and Charlie discuss the recent palpable influence of 90s music in today's pop through the lens of Finesse Remix by Bruno Mars and If You Leave Me Now by Charlie Puth. In this snippet, they explore some of the sounds that mark the 90s wave reemerging in pop music.
It is heavy in rhythm. It has really great riffs. The bass is thick.
but it doesn't incorporate different harmonies as much. That's just not the language of what's happening right now. And so in that way, I think when we hear finesse come on the radio, we're like, whoa, 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 I am taken back to another time. Mm. Let's take a listen to finesse and check out some of those beautiful jazzy harmonies.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Uh-huh. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing, bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big
problem. So you can hear in the background those synthesizers playing some really neat chords there. You've got this beautiful D flat major seventh chord down to a C dominant seventh chord and moving to this F minor chord. There's this beautiful voice leading that is reminiscent of jazz style chord progressions. What do you think of those sounds?
Yeah, in the world of Bodak Yellow and a lot of other contemporary songs, we'll see very simple triadic chords. The ones we are hearing here in finesse, by contrast, are much richer. They have more, like literally more notes inside them,
right.
First of all.
Right.
And they're going to places that aren't as expected, harmonically speaking, that maybe surprise our ears a little bit. So, yeah, I think this is more in touch with a different lineage of Black musical practice where you use these extended chords to really tug on a listener's emotional heartstrings.
And it's great, those sounds that we hear in New Jack Swing are referencing decades of musical history far before it. So now we're being transferred way back into the 50s, 40s, 30s with some of these sounds.
Right, exactly. The era in which the term swing first emerged.
Exactly.
In the 1930s, to be exact, swing was not only associated with jazz, it was literally described an entire genre of jazz. The most hyper-rhythmic, most danceable music was simply known as swing.
So if the crazy drum lines filling in jack you into the song, the chords and a bunch of the rhythms have got that swing sound and swing feel.
Indeed.
So I said that there are four elements that help manufacture that 90s nostalgia here, that new Jack Swing sound, and we would be remiss if we did not talk about the vocal. So I have for us here another reference. Let's go back to the 90s and listen to I'm Dreamin' by Christopher Williams.
Whoa, yeah, into this. Another new track for me. Thanks for exposing me to all this new, old, new Jack Swing. Wait, did I get that right?
Don't worry, I've made you a whole playlist. I'm going to share it with everyone. If they make it to the credits, they'll find out where to find it. I'm Dreamin', one of my favorites. It's got the rhythm, it's got the funk bass, it's got all of it, but specifically the vocals here. You're getting this belting voice, right? Kind of just soaring over the backing vocals, which are filling in some of those lush, jazzy chords, rich harmonies. And then throughout it, you even get these sort of ad-lib vocal fills, you know, your yas and uhs and those kind of things.
Mm.
So let's listen to that in comparison to finesse and see how Bruno and Cardi B interpret it.
Yeah, you know we got it.
I see. We have Bruno belting and in the background, yep. Cardi B kind of offering that call and response chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I see the template.
And there's like Bruno's on top of Bruno's. You got the filling in with the backing harmonies and then he'll throw in some screaming higher things over them. It's just beautiful vocal production.
Absolutely.
A little hook of a clip from Switched on Pop. From Panoply. Check out the most pop savvy podcast around, new on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's local podcast is also a new addition to the Podcast Central library. The Gravel Lot is your one-stop shop for all things trails, like biking trails, also biking celebrities, trail strategies, you name it. The Gravel Lot is a conversation podcast about mountain bike and trail related news in Greater Cincinnati. Hosts John and Doug welcome new guests each week to talk about local biking news, favorite trails, bike maintenance, and everything in between. Oh, and beer tasting is, of course. What can we have, a podcast without beer? No way. The Gravel Lot is a perfect recommendation to anyone in your life who's crazy about bikes and trail riding. In this sample from a recent episode of The Gravel Lot featuring Coach Chris Mayhew, they talk about some tips and tricks for getting the most out of your fitness level, even though you might have limited free time, as well as some news on the new trails in Mount Airy. Here the guys talk about the benefits of having a coach for maximizing productivity and improvement.
We had a couple, just some thoughts that we want to discuss about, like, time management, expectations, and just kind of looking at coaching and looking at being a cyclist as more of a holistic item in terms of, you know, you already said it, what do you want to get out of this? How much time do you have to spend on it? How does being a cyclist affect your body beyond just being on a bike and getting faster on a bike? Because if you spend the time doing one thing a lot, you're going to become weaker in other things. Let's kind of spitball on that just a little bit in terms of how all of those things from a macro level kind of fit together. How does the regular person who isn't racing a bike going to benefit from having a coach in terms of getting the most out of their short period of time? So then when they do go do that Saturday morning Hammerfest, they can come back and be present for their wife and for their family. And
I would tell you, so coaches have a couple of benefits. One, I always refer to it as offloading. So for instance, for me, I'm trying to learn a lot of physiology right now, physical therapy oriented stuff. And you can read a billion things about what you should be doing, but it's sort of hard to. It's like drinking from a fire hose, right? Like, I can read these million things, but I don't know how they apply to me or what's the five things I should be doing at any given point, you know, in terms of rehabbing or daily movement. Same thing with a coach, right? You can read everything that I read and get to where I am. You know, it's like Goodwill Hunting, right? Like, you just have to read books or read, you know, stuff.
I don't know about that.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can check out a book. But you don't want to think about that all day, right? Like, just hire a coach and they will just email you a program and then you don't have to think about it. Tuesday is sprints, Wednesday is threshold, Thursday is yoga, bada boom, bada bang. I don't have to think about that. So that's a big part of, I think, hiring a coach. And it makes your life easier too, because you're not spinning your wheels at that point about, am I doing the right thing or what should I be doing? I think there's a lot of mental energy spent on that. Like, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Am I making progress on the thing that I'm working on? You can offload that all to your coach. Don't worry about any of that. You just turn your pedals and let me worry, or whoever you hire.
Yeah.
Let somebody else worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, this was like a watershed moment, you know, for me this past season. I said, hey, here's my goal. This is what I want to do. And you said, all right, here's the things, how much you need to ride. What do you need to do? What does your availability look like? You know, and what is your goal? What do you want to do? And I laid out a pretty simple goal. I just want to be able to race the 6 hours without being dead. And, you know, I got a plan in an email and I put it onto days and I made a chart and I would look every day and be like, all right, cool. What do I got to do today? How does this fit into my day? Where can I put this? Can I do this in the middle of the day at lunchtime, or can I do this after work? Or is this a day where I need to be looking ahead? But because I had this natural curve and you took me out of my problem space, which is generally my own overly analytical brain about, am I doing things correctly or am I not doing the correctly, which you directly spoke to. I mean, you pulled me away from that and I was able to just like have somebody who I felt responsible to, who was like, hey, here's what you need to do, A, B, C, D, E, and far exceeded my expectations of what I thought I was capable of, which I think is ultimately what we all want from any sort of relationship with anyone who's coaching us, be that a mentor at work or someone, you know, who's trying to give you a new skill or bring you to a new, you know, physical level. People go train at gyms and all this stuff. You know, you want someone who's going to challenge you, but you don't want to necessarily have to worry about doing the research to challenge yourself to some degree. And I think that's kind of nice because you can put those programs together for people and they work.
A quick snippet from the local podcast, The Gravel Lot, Cincinnati's premier trail biking podcast. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Now let's take a look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via the website itunescharts.net. A couple of hot podcasts have bumped to the number one position over the last couple of days. The first, High Performance Habits with Brendan Bouchard. Brendan is a high performance coach, and the first season of his podcast is essentially an abridged version of his audiobook on how extraordinary people became that way. High Performance Habits, a recent number one. And the Big Kahuna is back, and it's back big time, rocketing to number one, Invisibilia, the NPR podcast about the invisible forces that control human behavior, our ideas, our beliefs, assumptions, and emotions. Co-hosted by Lulu Miller and Alex Spiegel, Invisibilia isn't, of course, new to the charts. It's been around since 2015, but the latest season just debuted, and it's vaulting to number one. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.